Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness, and like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I'll never forget that morning. I was just really dealing with some stuff.
This song was written one morning as Reverend Michael was speaking,
when Reverend Michael started talking about forgiveness,
he talked about a personal experience around forgiveness. And as
when he said, "I forgive me,"
as he spoke those words,
I remember going to the piano right then and there
that flowed through him.
And those words from his sermon,
this song rose up in me.
They just rose up.
And it came out as this.
In a song.
I'm tired of the guilt that brings me pain. Now is the time for me to let go of the shame past behind. See you new. Yes, I'm ready for my change. Now I'm ready, oh no, ready for my change.
And it just simply came out, I forgive you.
I forgive. Everything. Ready for my change.
Everything that I've been holding on to, all my stuff, all my years, all my weeks, all my days of not feeling good enough, not being smart enough, not being kind enough, not being loving enough, I let go.
Lord, I surrender.
one of the songs that captures the soul of agape. Just really getting to the place where we just forgive ourselves. And then in that capacity to forgive ourselves, we also have the capacity to forgive others.
Yes, indeed. Until you're able to forgive yourself, it's going to be challenging forgiving others. You can do the mental activity and saying, well, I forgave them, but I'm working on me. But true forgiveness is self-forgiveness. True forgiveness is self-forgiveness. Because if you are the channel, if you are the type, the channel through which love is flowing, and you've got your pipe, your channel in a knot, no matter how much you can open all the faucets in the house, the water is not going to flow through. But the minute you release the knot in your channel, in your pipe, then the flood, the water of life, the living water of life will flow through all the faucets. All the faucets in the house, in your consciousness, your house. Are you ready to let go? Are you ready to forgive you? Are you ready to move on and embrace the next level of your growth and development and transformation? There's always more. There's always more. There's always more. I forgive me. Tim McAfee Lewis. And that was the voice of Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith at the end. And to find out more about Tim McAfee Lewis, you can find him on Facebook, Tim McAfee Lewis. I'm going to help you spell it in my head. It's like the antivirus. So, Tim McAfee Lewis. To find out more about Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, Agape Live is where he hangs out. AgapeLive.com. And right now, you're hanging out at Life Conversations Radio. And we are grateful to have you. So, we say, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Just by being alive, just because you exist, just because you can hear this show, just because you're breathing, just because you are making a difference. And sometimes you make a difference that set people free. Sometimes you make a difference that just jack people up. And when you know you've been the devil and you know you've been God, then you can just surrender. You can just forgive yourself when other people are trying to do the devilish thing. When you know that you've been the saint and you know that you've been the sinner, then you can say, you know what? You were confused. I forgive you. Why? Because I forgive me. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And we are here Monday through Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. Go to iTunes and subscribe. Subscribe to Life Conversations. And the shows will be downloaded to your computer, if you have iTunes on your computer. And, yeah, and to your I stuff, you know, all those I's and the I am that you are. You know, when you really think about it, when you think about technology, it's really a reflection of the oneness of life. The iPhone, the Androids help us connect to one another as if the people we're connecting with on the phone, on the app, on Facebook, that they're next door to us. Sometimes we build such a wonderful relationship with people on Facebook, on Twitter, through whatever app you have, Voxer, Viber, you name it, that when you meet them in person, it's like you've known them all your life on a physical level. Yes, on a spiritual level, of course, we are one. We are extension of the one consciousness. We are all an individualized expression of God, of truth, of all that is. But on a physical level, you meet somebody, it's like you've met them. But the technology that we have today is just reminding us that oneness is reality. Oneness is all there is. You know, you get triggered by somebody on Facebook that you don't even know. You're like, oh, people just get on my nerves. You don't even know the person. But just the thing they say triggers you because something about that coming brought something up for you, and energetically you're in alignment with that person. Oneness. When you recognize that, you can say, I'm ready for my change. I forgive me. I'm going to make a difference that sets us all free. But first, I'm going to start with myself. Love is all there is. Today's show, the topic is the many layers of spiritual growth. It's really the process of returning to love. It's a journey of transformation, the journey of change. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and I am so ready for what's about to happen. Can you feel it? I'm just excited. I don't know what's going to happen, but I just feel something good is about to happen. Something good is happening to you. Something good is happening to me, and I'm holding each and every one of you right now in consciousness, holding you in the light, knowing that all is well, and whatever you're going through or growing through, that it is for your highest good. Those of you listening on the archive, you didn't miss anything because there is no time and space and spirit. And because you're listening to the show right now, you are one with us in this now time. The many layers of spiritual growth. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. What are you dealing with? What are you moving with? What are you dancing with? Who are you dancing with? Who are you sleeping with? Who needs to get out of your bed? Ooh, maybe it's time to just say, you know what? It's time for you to go. As a matter of fact, no 30 days notice. You got to go right now. Mm-mm, nope. You ain't going? Oh, I'm going then. I'm leaving. We're here to support you in your transformation, and collectively we're supporting one another. 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page, on Facebook, of course. Post your questions there, and we'll get to it. If you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook, you've been blocked because you work at a job so boring. They want you to actually work when you work. I mean, come on now. There's a world outside of work. But if you work somewhere where they just don't want you to socialize, well, we got a secret for them, or for you. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio tab, and you will see another drop menu that says Ask Life Coach Ade. Send in your questions, and we'll be happy, 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 grateful, delighted, honored to support you in whatever you're moving through and growing through. Because life is good, it's getting better. It is indeed getting better, and you are a part of it. You're on a journey of transformation. And at 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan around 1. So we try to do it at 1, but it never happens at 1, but it's around 1. So tune in for that. Today, what are we talking about? What do I need to tell you? I don't know. Yes, I'm just in the flow. Yes, later on today at 7 p.m., we have the Play Experience with Ambassador Safira, 7 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you come back, tune in. And in this moment, we're asking you, have you played today? Have you played with yourself? Have you honored yourself? Play is an acronym for purposely loving and appreciating you. Have you purposely loved and appreciated yourself right now? Today, have you just kind of taken the time, look in the mirror, or maybe when you got up, embrace yourself, hug yourself, and just put your hands on your heart and simply say to yourself, I love you. I love you. I am so thankful for you. And if that's a bit too much for you, your intellect is going crazy, your ego's like, whoa, that's kind of weird. Well, just put your hand on your heart and give thanks for your body that you woke up today. As part of the spiritual growth, give thanks for your heart that is beating, for your eye, for your nose, for your lungs, for your brain, your skin, your hair, if you have it or not, if it's somebody else's, if you paid for it. Give thanks that next minute you're going to pump your hair because you pay for it and it's yours. Get things that you have money to get the things that you need. And even you think there's some things you need, but you don't have it because you don't have the money. Get things for the fact that you know you need something and being able to trust that it's coming. There's always something to be grateful for. Always something to be grateful for. What are you grateful for? When you step into gratitude, when you choose to be grateful, you will get in touch, realize, connect with the fact that you are grateful. You are full of greatness. Greatness is your identity. The identification of the entity called you is greatness. And from that place, you can chill, you can relax, you can breathe, you can trust the process. And even while things are going crazy, while people are talking about you, but people seem to be against you when you don't even know who you is, you can just get quiet and listen and understand the many layers of spiritual growth. We're going to talk more about that. I got to take a breath. I might have to do something else because I feel a flood of energy just rushing through me. You know, when you let me breathe. I'm so grateful for this thing called life. You know, let's jump in. Let's just jump in. Now, this thing called life, it's so unique. You know, there's a back and forth between the fact that we know that we're spiritual beings. And then we know, we say we're spiritual beings having a human experience. We're a soul in the body. And your identity is health, is love, is creativity, is pure joy, is peace. But there's sometimes in life that we don't know that. And there's this back and forth between if my true identity is love, is peace, is joy, is excitement. Is all that God is, why do I feel like I'm about to slap somebody upside the head? Why do I feel like somebody is flipping with me right now? Oh, because I'm about to just flip somebody up right now. And then some of us, because we've decided, we've made the choice, we've set the intention to be on a spiritual path, we say, oh, my God, I'm not supposed to think that thought. Oh, my God. Oh, God, that's my ego. I really got to get rid of my ego. But, you know, this thing called life, some people will say it's not a school, and some people will say it's a school. You got to choose what works for you. For me, sometimes it is what it is. But today, I'm saying life is a school. It's a place to educate. Educate yourself. Educate from the Latin word educare, which means to pull out what is already in there. So you are on this planet, many planes, to pull out, to draw out, to express the God that is you, the goddess that is you, the goodness that is you. And your spiritual practice gets you in a place where you can start to remember. Now, here's the thing. I stumbled upon, because I like to... I'm a night owl. Most of you know that. And so when I'm working, I usually try and catch up with the shows that I miss, particularly the old network show, because they vibe with who I'm. I am that I am. I am is the isness that God is. It vibes with who I'm is. That's not ebonics. That's the truth. Because love is, God is, I'm is. So, you know, some people knew the truth. They just thought they changed the words around. No. Anyway, I digress. Let's come back. Let's come back to the beginning. Let's come back to love. So, anyway, I was watching Super Soul Sunday yesterday that I recorded, which aired this past Sunday. And Oprah was having a conversation with a Sufi teacher, Llewellyn Von Lee. And my heart was just so full. First of all, I was just so grateful because, you know, when I have a topic, when I'm going solo, whatever, even when I have a guest, I'm usually just listening for which direction to go with the show. I have questions come up for me, comes up in the shower. Sometimes I'm just minding my own business, and a thought comes up, like, ooh, I like that, make a note. And yesterday, the show was just so in alignment, the Super Soul Sunday show with the Sufi teacher, so in alignment with what I had planned to talk about, and I was just so grateful. And one of the things he said is the Sufi teachings, there's something, I wrote it down here. I have so much notice, it's funny. One of the things he said, you know, the journey of life is there's a journey from God, then there's the journey to God, and then there's the journey in God. Oh, my God, I felt chills go through my body, and even now. Now, when we talk about the many layers of spiritual growth, I'm going to come back to that, because that's just, it's so yummy. God is just so delicious. Life is so tasteful. Sometimes it's kind of salty, sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's like, I don't like that, that's kind of bitter. But you know, if you can just swallow, you close your eyes, take a breath and swallow it, go, you know that it's going to transform you. But anyway, the many layers of spiritual growth, what's the premise behind that? If you look at the description, I know most of my listeners say, I don't even look at the topic or the title, the description, I just come in. But we have in the description, there's a quote by Lao Tzu that says, the key to growth is the introduction of higher dimensions of consciousness into awareness. The key to growth is the introduction of higher dimensions of consciousness into awareness. And I have to read that several times to actually start to really feel and sense what that is saying to me. And the other part of the description is we say, you know, you are meditating, reading sacred texts, practicing yoga, being kind, sharing your gifts, all the things that you believe, you know, that will support your spiritual evolution. However, you still find yourself coming up against another challenge. Sometimes some of us say, why me? Why is this happening to me? You know, I take time to light my incense, go for a walk in nature and be still, but I can't believe I still have the challenges. Why can't I find a job? I'm a great person. Why is my relationship not working out? Why am I still dealing with this madness? Why am I still having health challenges? Why am I still having money challenges? Why am I struggling to see, to really forgive myself? But you know, the spiritual growth, this process of remembering ourselves, the process of returning to love, is a constant peeling away of layers, constant peeling away, let that go. Let that go. Sometimes we don't let it go immediately. But what I'm saying when I say let that go is when you come up against a challenge, something that's rubbing your chi the wrong way. When people are rubbing against your chi and bringing negative energy to your chi, take a breath. Sometimes you might react. You react. You do the same thing that you've always done. You become defensive. You try and outdo them. But because through your spiritual practice, you realize you bring yourself back and it's a constant pulling away. Okay, something they said triggered me. And from that place of awareness, if you really embody that, you realize life is the whole thing about, you know, we talk about attaining mastery or reaching a state of enlightenment. Well, maybe there is a stage of enlightenment. I don't know. What I know, what I feel, what I sense is, it's an ongoing thing. It's a journey. It's not a destination. I can't wait to be enlightened. I can't wait to be the master of my own life. It's an everyday thing. It's an everyday thing. We see it in sports. Just because a team wins the cup, the ring, or whatever they win, the World Series, the local series, whatever series they win, they don't say, oh, next year we're not going to compete because we've achieve the goal now. We got rings. Look, we got the ring. We got the ring. No, they still get back in the game. And on this planet, this planet called Earth, we're in the game. So there's always going to be some kind of challenge to return you back to love. So if you're going through a challenge and growing through it, well, you may be just going through it. I invite you to decide to make a choice to set the intention to grow through it. Because when you choose to grow through it, it's a journey to God. But before I go there, let me go back to the journey from God, journey to God, and journey in God. And the way I see what that brings up for me is we all start this journey of life on this planet from God. You know, we say about children, they come from God, they're still young, they're pure. When we're birthed onto this plane, onto this planet, onto the earth, something starts to happen, which is all part of the big picture. Though we are loved by our parents or the ones that took care of us, life will always happen. And sometimes the things that condition us comes from the people that love us most, who are looking out for us. So they tell us what to be afraid of, what to do and not do. From an early age, as babies, we pick it up just by their vibration. They don't have to tell us that's bad, just their vibration. Have you noticed, if you look at a baby and you're smiling at them and they smile back? And sometimes I used to remember asking myself, how do they know to smile? Because vibrationally, they know everything is vibration. Everything is vibration, and you create your future in the now based on what you're vibrating. So we start the journey from God. There's a sense of separation when the umbilical cord is cut, you know, and our parents become our God, if you will. The school system become our God. The religious system become our God. All the culture and what we've learned was good about us as a culture, as a country, was bad about us, what we're trying to better, what we're trying to improve, we start to take that in as children. And then, you know, those belief systems start to become layers that come around our heart. You know, sometimes we can't always connect with that love as much because we've been told to be afraid. We've been taught to be fearful. We've been taught that we're not good enough. We've been abused. We grew up in a family where there was drug abuse, alcoholism, just all the things you can think of that we say there was no love in that house. Some of us grew up in a family where parents didn't know how to love. There was depression. There was illness. It's all part of the plan. Some of us go on that journey, we grow up, and we somehow start to believe the hype that we're separated from the source, that we're separated from God, separated from everybody else. And nobody's going to look out for me but me. I ain't thinking about nobody else. There's some truth to that. But it's the vibration of the conversation that makes a difference. Because if you really want to know what's going on, just tune in and sense what you're feeling. That will put you in touch with what you're vibrating at a deeper level. So some of us, we end up on a journey where we just really, oh my gosh. I mean, I really call people like that. I mean, this week we had Kenny Johnson, a brother who was a pimp. He was a thief. He was robbing banks. He was doing all kind of things. He was in and out of prison or running for 30 years, from the age of 14, in and out, in and out. But while he was in there, something, that silent voice, that God voice, that intuition, that inner being whispers to him that there is another way. He finds himself confined in a space where he can't do much. And that opportunity gave him the choice, if you will, to hear. Or maybe that opportunity gave him the opportunity to hear the voice of God. And he talked about how he prayed, and he does the prayer that we all do, and we still do it. Maybe some of us don't, but if you do, it's okay. God, if you get me out of this, I would never come back in here again. Every time he went back in, he prayed the prayer again and go back out, doing his spiritual work, and then chasing women, rubbing, all kind of stuff. But something happened eventually. You can, I'm not going to go into details of the show because it's already archived. You can go listen to it. But my point is, he wanted so much to be free. His intention, his deepest intent was to be free, that he came across a spiritual teacher, not just spiritual, actually spiritual teachers. He met a lot of people in prison who helped him return to himself and said, listen, you've been on a journey from God. And we've been placed in this prison to help you on a journey to God. Now, the journey to God, it's really almost like, imagine you live in a house. Actually, imagine you moved into a new house. Yeah, this is a great analogy. Ooh, let me keep talking. I can feel it. I can see it. Bought a new house. You were gifted a new house. It had everything that you need. I mean, things you didn't even know you needed were there. And just you think, oh, I need this, and oh, I don't know where I can buy it from. And somebody tells you, your loved one, your grandparents, oh, yeah, you got that in the basement. Oh, yes, you got that in the attic. You got that in your kitchen. This house has everything you need. And you were so excited, and people tell you how to take care of your house. You know, you had this brand new house that has everything you need. It's a journey. It's a journey from God. you know, there's everything you needed. But because all you got to do is look for it and it's there, you got comfortable. You started to take the house for granted. You know, when you first moved in, you were cleaning it regularly. You were taking care of it. You were cleaning the windows. You were checking the roof, the gutters. You were checking everything. You were bringing people for dinner. It's like, come hang out. Let's hang out and see what's going on in your world. But after a while, you got complacent. And then, you know, you didn't leave dishes overnight. And one night you were so tired, oh, I put the dishes in the dishwasher the next morning. And then you used to clean it, vacuum clean every day, and rearrange your bed. Oh, I'm too tired. I'll do it when I come back from work. You see where I'm going here? But after a while, you know, you kind of got lazy. You won't take care of the house the way you used to. And it's like, oh, I'm just so busy. I'm going to do it. 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 And nothing was getting done, but you're going to do it. But nothing is getting done, but you're going to do it. In the meantime, because you weren't focusing your energy in replenishing, nurturing, loving the house vibrationally, the house was deteriorating. Things start falling out. Pipes are busting when it's wintertime. You don't know why. You're like, oh, I don't even have the money. You complain. That's the journey from God. It's like how we live our lives. We blame our parents. We blame society. We blame the government. We blame that. We blame this. We blame it, the whole world. But even while you're blaming the whole world, we're not even judging you, because that's part of the process. Now, this house, this you, this consciousness that you've neglected, there comes a point where the voice is saying to you, I am here. I am here for you always. We're talking about the many layers of spiritual growth. Part of neglecting yourself, not loving yourself, is part of the journey. Not forgiving yourself, taking revenge, being jealous, being hateful, is part of the journey. Yes, it is. And then something happens because you realize there's got to be a better way. There's got to be another way. There's got to be more. And when there's that deep intention to experience something more, people start showing up in your life. Books start showing up in your life. A radio show show up, a TV show show up in your life. Something happens. You start to hear something. You start to hear something. And sometimes it whispers that there is a better way. And I know. There is a better way. Now, it's a journey that we all have to go through. The journey from God, the journey to God. And most of you that are listening, all of you that are listening, I'm certain, the fact that we're having this conversation, because I know the intention of the show, I know the vibration of this show, the fact that you're here, you're on your journey to God. Now, those of us who can get into spiritual, intellectual spirituality, say, well, journey to God, from God and to God implies you're separated. Well, yes, I understand that. But on an intellectual level, from the egoic perspective, yes, we do live our lives. as if we're separated. The truth is we're never separated, but when we take on this physical body, there's a sense of separation that happens. It's reality. So I understand that we are always, always one with God. I'm clear about that, and I know you know that. So let's just keep going. Let's take this journey back to God. So when you decide to know, to understand, to start digging, self-excavation, to become a spiritual archaeologist, to dig it back and say, wait a minute, let me go back into this house. Oh, my God, I've neglected this house. It's so junky. I have to squeeze through the front door. I can't open it all the way. I have to open it and squeeze in because I got stuff everywhere. We got stuff in our consciousness. Other people's BS in our consciousness. So now when you're on that journey, when you begin that journey back to God, if you could make yourself into the house and just squeeze in, it's like, ooh, I got to do something about this. You're on the right path. Sometimes you may have to throw some stuff away without even looking in a bag. Sometimes you may have to just change a belief system. Change a belief about something that your parents told you because it's not working for you anymore. It's keeping you depressed. It's keeping you in pain. It's making you sick. And you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. This is a spiritual journey. It's not a destination. And you clean out you start by cleaning out the living room. Great. The living room? What would be the living room? And when we look at it in a human context, it would be that place when you start to recognize that indeed you're one with God. That, you know, you meditated one day and you had this amazing experience where your hands were moving and you weren't the one doing it. Or your head was moving. Wow. Or you had an out-of-body experience. You astral project. Or you were thinking about somebody and the phone rang. Or you were thinking a thought and there was a commercial on the television, on the radio, wherever, somebody walking in the street said something that was in total alignment with what you were thinking about. Now, you start to say, oh, there's something here. People say, what a coincidence. Yeah, well, call it what you will, but that's just reminders to let you know you're paying attention. You're paying attention. And then you feel good, and then you sit in your living room of your consciousness feeling good, and then you get up and go to the rest of the house. You go in the kitchen to fix something to eat, like they say, and cook something. Like, oh, my kitchen is in a mess. Why is my kitchen in a mess? Because you haven't cleaned it. But the living room is clean. Yes, because you cleaned it. Now, why am I still dealing with this challenge with my family members, with my friends, with my coworkers? Because there's something that needs to be cleaned up. There's something that is calling for your attention. And here it is. It's actually a gift. It's a gift, you've heard me say, to help you develop your spiritual muscle. The many layers of spiritual growth, the process of self-excavation. You've got to become a spiritual archaeologist. You start to dig into yourself. You start to go deep and say, who am I really? Who am I before I was an adult, before I was a doctor, before I was a father, before I was a mother? Who am I before I was a child, before I was a son, a daughter, all the labels that we give ourselves. Who am I? If you will, who was I? You keep digging, trying to get back to the source so you can know exactly who and what you are, the journey to God. There's another phase, another statement with the Sufi teaching, the journey in God. The journey in God, you know, your journey from God, journey to God, and there's another state where there's a journey in God. You're just so one with God, and you just know it. There's no, you're not trying, you know, but, I can't even say it. It's just like, you're just in this space and place where
You are. Now, I share that from a place of there are times when I've been in those space, in those spaces when just like something so strong is moving inside of me. I know you guys can relate that. You just feel so a one. You feel so in the moment, so present, so full, so transformed. Like, you're not even thinking about it. You don't even know until you come out of that space, that place. Sometimes we come out of that place and we say, wow, what just happened? Now, maybe there is a time when we're always going to be in there, but I don't know if that would happen on this planet. I don't know, maybe. But I don't know vibrationally if we can always be in God. Something in me say, yes, it is possible. So, yes, I say yes to the voice. The most important thing is not to be attached to if you're on your journey from God, the journey to God, or the journey in God. Because the minute you get attached to, because clearly this, very few people will be attached to the journey from God because you don't want to be separated from God. But the minute you get attached to the journey to God, the journey in God, it's like, oh, I want to be on the journey back. Oh, no, no, no. I want to be in God. I want to be in God. You are going to strangle the channel. You're strangling yourself. You're strangling the energy. It's really about surrendering and trusting that what you're going through, where you are, what shows up in your life is there for you specifically. Not because you're a bad person or a horrible person or you didn't meditate. It's just what it is. Now, you can deny it. This is not real. On a spiritual level, I get that. But if something is happening to you, you say, why is it happening to me? This shouldn't be happening to me. Then you're denying reality. And when you deny reality, you're on your journey from God. You take yourself back. You're denying yourself. You're denying yourself the love. We're going to take a break. Number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. We welcome all of you in the chat room. And I have acknowledged you guys listening online on the phone line. Nothing personal. I'm just being taken. I'm being used. I'm being powered. So I came in fully charged and I'm still being charged up. So I don't mean to ignore you, those of you in the chat room. Cheryl DeRue, I think there are silent listeners, this guy's a guest. We got Kefra in the house. MSV, what is that? Is that a camcorder model number? MSVG 2010. I'm sure that, oh, I know who that is. I had a sense. I think I share your post on Facebook. Are you into yoga? I think I know you. I feel like I know you. I don't think. I feel like I know you. But anyway, Peacemaker Zoe is in the house. My brother Ray Anderson. I know my brother Ray has something to say about this. But feel free. Whenever you're ready, just press 1. Call in 347-426-3346. Teresa is in the house. Celeste is in the house. Lori is in the house. Tam Tam is in the house. Who else is in the house? Glenda's in the house. Renee's in the house. Is it Renee? Is it Alicia? I don't know. There are other folks in the house. And there's those of you listening on the archive. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. We're taking your questions. Woo, you guys have been chatting in the chat room. I haven't looked at it. I can't even catch up. Well, I'm going to just, Celeste, if there's anything. Oh, she did say something to me. What'd you say? Oh, okay. Okay, that I won't share. So what's going on in the chat room? That's all I need to know. Can I ask a question here? Well, you can. We do normally prefer that you ask a question on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. And then we allow you to have conversations in the chat room, share with one another what you're feeling, what's coming up with. But I'm going to be different today. But just don't make it a habit. Yes, you can ask a question. I'll be happy to address it. And we're taking your questions. We're taking your concerns. We're taking your doubts, your fears, your worries. Bring it. This is the house of love. The energy is so high. Whatever you're dealing with, if it's not in in alignment with the truth of who you really are, we will help you dissolve it. Who is the we? All the we's that came before us and the we's that came before you, before me, they're all standing by to support you on your spiritual growth. We don't play. We're bad. Let's see here. Okay, let's take a break. We're getting close to celestial moment. Let's see. I think we're going to take a break. I don't know. What should we do? Let me check in with the we's, the non-physical beings, my ancestors, the spirit, my guide, myself, my higher self. Okay, we're going to take a break. Yeah, so we can all digest this. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad or post your question on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page like paid and we'll get to it. Or if you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook, or you're just tired of Facebook, running away from Facebook, or just can't stand Facebook, whatever your issue is, we don't really care, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Life Conversations Radio tab, and there's a drop menu that says Ask Life Coach at a, and then just fill in the email. I heard you play this. I'm going to play this right now, and then we're going to do some commercial break, and then we'll come back, get ready to answer your questions, take your call. Where are you? What are you dealing with? What are you moving through? You may be on your journey from God right now, because people are getting on your last nerve. Or maybe people are pushing your button. And if they're pushing your button, guess what? They're doing you a favor. They're trying to switch on your light. They're trying to switch on the light. So let them push the button. All you got to do is let your light shine. And we all can see. Here's something called, where is it now? I saw it just a minute ago. My eyes are playing games with me. Where is it? Oh, there it is, right there. It's right there. The Big Glow. This is from a book called The Big Glow. Big Glow, and the title is Apples. Ha. Check this out. We'll take a break, commercial break after this, and then we'll come back, take your questions, and just see what needs to happen. Just play it. They're waiting. No, I'm not going to play it. Play it. Okay, I will. All right. I'll release and let go.
3. Apples. There was a boy, a very holy boy in India, filled with wisdom. He had the big glow shining inside him, and many people would come from miles around to be in his presence. A well-to-do American tourist passing through the town heard about the boy and was immediately very skeptical. He was a very educated, sophisticated, worldly man who did not believe in God. What could a so-called holy boy teach him? He was determined to prove to the ignorant locals that this boy was a fraud. One day, while in the town square, he saw the boy walking, followed by a crowd of devotees. He pushed and shoved his way through the crowd of locals and came in front of the boy. He had been waiting for this moment. He sneered at the boy and took a ripe red apple out of his pocket. He said mockingly to the boy, "I will give you this apple if you can show me where God is." The boy was quiet for a moment as he stared peacefully at the man. The townspeople watched. His eyes were filled with light and love. His heart was warm. Finally, he spoke in a soothing, serene voice. "I will give you 2 apples, he said, "if you show me where God is not."
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hmm. Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship. It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
I've seen love and sorrow. I've made my own mistakes. I lost faith in tomorrow. Even lost my way, then I learned forgiveness starts with me. I put my burden down and set my spirit free.
To bring us, I know I fell down when I did that.
Would you bring me back up again? I love that song.
You know, the beauty of that is when you fall down and you remember what I played just before the break, that there is no spot where God is not. You can be gentle with yourself and say, oh, I fell, but there is no spot where God is not. So when you're standing up, when you're down on the ground, God is there. God is there. Love is there. Love is there. life is about being on this planet. It's a journey, return to love. A return to love. And we're getting ready for celestial moment, but I got to say this. When, see, here's the thing. When, okay, I'm trying. I'm just overwhelmed by what I'm hearing. And it may not be new to new, but it's not, but it is. When you set the intention to be the light, when you set the intention to be more loving, when you set the intention to be more creative, what's going to rise to the top? What's going to rise to the top is everything that has stopped you, blocked you from being the love, the light, the creative one, the kind one, will rise to the top. So when you say, I want to be more loving, I want to be in God, guess what? The stuff, the thoughts, the experiences that have caused you to I'm going to say it this way, but I'm going to say it that way. That's caused you not to experience what you say you didn't. No, yeah, that's a better way to say it. All the belief system that is or will block you from experiencing your next level of development would rise up. It's like you're shining a light. When you decide that I want to be more, you as the light will shine on behaviors, habits, belief system that will get in the way of you getting to where you say you want to be. And it shows up as in relationships. It shows up as people. It shows up in life experiences. And what really happens when you want to be more loving and more love, is a process of breaking open, breaking you open to love. You know, I talked earlier about how we learn different things from our parents, the school system, the culture, the tradition. And that kind of, you know, it's like layers of power on our heart. And we'll become very choosy and fussy about who we love or don't love. But the journey back to God is a breaking open of your heart. Now, some people go through a heartbreak and they stay bitter and they miss the blessing. But you can go through the heartbreak, experience the pain, the grief, the trauma, everything that comes with it, but set the intention to get the message, to receive the gift, so that instead of being bitter, you can be better. Being in God is a process of breaking open to love, a return to love. So if life is breaking you open right now, just hold on. Just get some people on both sides. Oh, hold on and scream and yell and this. It's going to be all right. Just breathe and push. Life is breaking you open. Just breathe and push. Let go of judgment. Don't even label it. Just, you might not even know what you're going through, because the minute you label it, you start responding to the label. If you say it's bad, then you start saying, why? This shouldn't happen. If you say it's good, oh, great. I mean, you can do that. You have a choice. But why not just call it all good or just surrender? And say, I surrender to what is seeking to be birthed through and as me. Everything that you are going through, it is for your highest good. Everything. Everything you've been through, it's for your growth and transformation. Keep listening. 347-426-3346. Time now for Celestial Moment with Les Morgan, and then after that, I will address this unique username, MSVJ2010. You need to upgrade, man. You got to upgrade to 2012 at least. Is that a model of a car or something? But yeah, I'm going to address your question. And that's a very good question. Let me get ready for Celeste Morgan. Where is she? Right here. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am great, and MSBJ is upgraded. 2010 equals 3. They have a gift of abundance for you.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
Watch yourself,
She sees those numbers. You're like, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, okay, they're full
of
abundance.
I'm like, don't play with that. We can add that up. That's the Empress. We say hello. Hello, Life Coach today.
Hello,
you
how are you?
You are
doing,
truly so? Downloading, my brother, from bitter to better. Change of a word by one letter. Seriously, I'll be playing with that later.
But in the meantime,
oh, wow.
How
you,
are
you,
though?
You just a spoken word right there, but let me stay out of your, let me get out your lane. You do your thing.
Oh, I'm just vibing off of the energy in the chat room and the energy that's coming off of you and the love from the CM Plaskett. We played his show on Monday. We had Kenny and Vonda. And you want to talk about some people who can really help you move from bitter to better. I mean, you're just fully in alignment. So I want to say hello to everyone in the chat room, and I'll get right to it, unless you have something more, Life Coach Today.
I do, but I'm going to shut it up. I was like, no, I was like to say, oh, check in. Should I say something? It's like, no, I let it go ahead.
All right.
No, well, okay, I got to say it. Basically, what, when you say the vibe and the energy and what came up for me, what I was really feeling to say, that I was like, oh, wait. It's just, really, we're all tuned in to God. We're tuned in to goodness. We're tuned in to that high frequency, and we're all downloading. That's why we're all feeling it. So
I know, that's
what came up. All right, go ahead. Do your thing.
It is my pleasure. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Thursday, September 6th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2027. Add 2027 and the energy of the day equals 11. Double your pleasure when you tap into being the master of your own life. 11 is a master number. It is said to be the most intuitive of all numbers, representing illumination and a channel to the subconscious. 11 is the dreamer in Black Angel cards. It's also the moose in medicine cards, which offers the gift of a healthy, vibrant self-esteem. The 11th letter of the alphabet is K, and words like kindness, kinship, and king connect us to the magical power of 11. Now today, we are going to put the spotlight on how 11 shows up as the strength card through tarot. Remember, I often say that strength can be 11 or 8, depending on your tarot deck. Personally, I like strength to come later. It means that my soul has accumulated just a few more tools on the journey. Its position is perfectly suited, coming off of the spin of the 10 of the Wheel of Fortune. When that wheel spins and it stops on adversity, well, it's at those moments that I end up on my knees asking for strength. On top of that, the number 11 is a twin. It's a mirror reflection of the number 1. 1 would be you in all circumstances. So whatever is showing up right now, put your face on it with gentle persistence and calm. In traditional tarot, strength features a woman taming the lion. She has gained the trust of her dark side and her higher self and has blended mastery in her life. In Mother Peace tarot, we have the Celtic goddess of inspiration, the bride, the keeper of the flame, Brigitte, sitting amongst fierce creatures in a nature setting. By her example, we are reminded of how to ground ourselves. When we are out in nature, we are better able to hear ourselves and make friends with the things that would most scare us. We make empowerment statements and questions when we have balance and are grounded. Instead of, why me, we might say, my soul ordered up this juicy experience. Now, what am I going to do with it? If it's a repeat experience, have some fun with it. Tell folks you're working on your PhD and love yourself through it. Allow the experience and get to the other side. It's a dance of co-creation. The soul within you remembers you came here to grow. But remember, you get to choose your own food. You have control over the channels. Just not necessarily all the programming. It's as simple as this. Your life is a reflection of what you feel, think, and speak about yourself. Be a master and choose that which reflects the best within you. All is well. And that's the story of 11, told through the Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you on Monday, around 1, for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, my sister friend. I appreciate you for just throwing those numbers and doing your divination and putting your special unique touch to it. And we all get to learn from you and through you. Thank you.
You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on Life Conversations Radio. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. You can go to lifeconversationsradio.com to download the show, to listen again, or subscribe on iTunes so it gets downloaded automatically. Just subscribe to Life Conversations. And you know, I hear this from my listeners. If a show touched you, listen again. Come back and listen. Sometimes when we have psychics and mediums and readers on, if you get a reading, come back and listen. You will hear something that you missed the first time. And we're going to take some questions. We've got some callers, and there's a 678 number. Press 1. I think they didn't mean to press 1, but 678. You're calling from Atlanta. Your last phone number is 8829. If you didn't mean to press 1, press 1 again. Because if not, we're going to put you live. No, no. I don't do stuff like that. Well, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, 7 p.m. tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, we have the Play Experience with Ambassador Safira. Make sure you tune in. So MSVJ 2010. Let's say it equals 3. 3 is abundance. So there's really, when you're living in abundance, upgrade is just a mental thing. Because you're already upgraded. I know that's right. Now, here's the question that I don't know if he or she, I'll use they. Certainly I'm not going to say it. I don't want to lose a new listener. But so everybody calm down. It's okay. He, she said, that's what I'm going to say. He, she, meaning he or she, said. I know, I'm a nutcase. I cracked my own self up. I just heard myself. That's why I'm laughing. It's like, dude, you're just crazy. I am. I'm crazy in love with love. Okay, the question is, I find myself drifting away from friends and few people, not sure why. And then I see Raymond has been answering. Raymond's pretty much answered the question. But for those of you not in the chat room, and I like to add my two cents, because MSJ went on to say something. Said, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, having such a great time in the chat room. Oh, yeah, MSVJ said, I can feel the growth. I may have missed something. I'm sure I have, but I'm just going to this. I can feel the growth, but I feel guilty I am leaving them behind. They are not used to this side, that side of me. Many of the people in my life are takers. You shouldn't have said that. But I'm gonna be gentle. I'm going to be gentle with you. It takes a taker to recognize a taker. Oh, now hold on. Let me start gentle first. No. Okay, since I went there, if you can still see the takers in your life through the eyes of compassion, then there is no judgment of them taken from you. Okay, now let's back up. That was me rewinding. You're leaving people behind. You know, they're simply just be falling away. Well, that's what's going to happen. It's a natural process of growth. There was a time a seed used to be a fruit. And then once we consume the fruit, we have the seed. And somebody chooses to plant it, the farmer, whoever, plants the seed, and then the seed dies. I used to be a seed, but it dies. And then it becomes this little thing, this little green thing, pushing itself through the dirt of life. And there's a little fragile leaf, a little stem that you can just pull out easily. But if you don't mess with it long enough, and it grows up to be a tree, and then it gives birth to truth. That's the process of life. When you grow, when you shift, When you're doing your spiritual work, your vibration is going to change. If you boil water and put that pot of water on a surface that's cold, eventually that surface is going to be hot, because that high energy, that movement of the molecules of that hot energy, that hot vibration can help but stimulate others, can help but change the frequency of the surface that is on. So what used to be cold will gradually, you can say, disappear, because it's not a vibrational match to it. So yeah, if you're leaving people behind, so be it. But you're really not.
leaving them behind. It's not, you didn't come on this planet to say, we're going to do this together, we're going to move together, we're going to grow together, we're going to have the same job, we always have to be in the same level, the same mindset. It's not going to happen anyway, so you're not really leaving them behind. As a matter of fact, you can just look at it as you are growing. And the people you used to vibe with before, you no longer vibe with them. The radio station that you used to listen to when you were a child, you know, you've outgrown that song. There's a Disney radio, you know. If you're 40, you listen to Disney radio, so be it. Maybe because you have children, so you get used to it. But there's always something. But you can choose to go to the jazz radio. You can choose to go to the R&B, the hip-hop radio. It's okay. Now, here's the part I want to attack. Well, I'm not going to attack it. I'm going to embrace it. And I actually want to share what Raymond said in the chat, which I really love. And those of you who are not in chat will need to hear this. But MSVJ went on to say, it feels good. However, wait a minute. Oh, you're just really going there. She said, I think it's a she. So I'll stay with that. You're genderless. So if I call you he or she, don't worry about it. She said, it feels good. However, at times I feel bad because they are my friends. Feeling bad is not you're doing yourself an injustice. They're not missing out on anything, and you're not. They can still be your friend, and you can still grow. Just part of life. Now, the other part that I also want to attack, yeah, that just feels good to say. I'm going to attack this word, but I'm attacking it with some love. I'm going to slap some love into the statement. And this is for everyone, because I understand. I know people who say it. I've heard it. I can't recall now, but I'm sure I may have said something along those lines. I know that I've felt that before. Now, this is for everybody. I can feel the growth, but I feel guilty I'm leaving them behind. They are not used. I said that already. I addressed that already, didn't I? The guilt part is what I want to address. Why are you doing that to yourself to feel guilty that you're leaving people behind? You can't. But let's just say you are leaving them behind. See, guilt means something you did is wrong. So if you're feeling guilty, let me stay with your statement. If you're feeling guilty that you're leaving them behind, you're feeling that what you're doing, your growth, is wrong. You might want to think about that. You're not in charge of their life. They're not in charge of yours. Can you imagine if we had the same friends? Friends? Some of us have friends from, you know, from kindergarten all the way through to, you know, I don't know, 50 or 60, and they've always been. But not everybody that you were friends with when you were a child are going to be your friend when you're a teenager, when you go to college. So rather than feel guilty, why not be grateful to recognize the shift? Not that you're better than them, but to see that, you know, something is changing about you, and you recognize it. Now, let's go back to the takers. I'm going to do two things with that. When you say, many of them in my life are takers, well, maybe they were takers because you were a giver. So if you're a giver, if you're a doctor, you, for the most part, when you go to work, you're going to be surrounded by people who are sick, who got an emergency. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why you're there. So if you had a lot of takers around you, maybe you were a giver. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, if you judge the takers, you're judging the taker in you. I'm sure you got it. So you gotta be careful, not just I want to say MSG, MSVJ. You gotta be careful how you label the people that you're no longer hanging with and how you label people you're hanging with. Now, here's the response that Raymond added in chat that I really love. It's just so beautiful. My brother had something to add to this conversation. He said, when the caterpillar becomes the butterfly, the friends who are still caterpillars are released. Grief is necessary, but fly and join the new family of like-minded butterflies who fly free. Oh, my God. Let me read that again. When the butterfly becomes the See, I'm so excited about a butterfly. I keep seeing butterflies. Okay, slow down. Take a breath.
when the caterpillar becomes a butterfly, the friends who are still caterpillars are released. Grief is necessary, but fly and join the new family of like-minded butterflies who fly free. Bam! Blessed and multiplied. Sometimes, some of us are so conditioned, and I'm not talking about you now, but maybe if it resonates with you, MSVJ, but we can all identify sometimes, on a human level, we have such a low tolerance, so threshold for goodness. We have such a short threshold, a low threshold for things going the way we want it to go, because when things are happening the way we want it to go, oh boy, I'm nervous. Ooh, I think the other shoe's going to drop. Oh my God, I'm nervous. We get worried, we panic. But then when things are not going right, we pray, we meditate, we affirm, and why is this happening to me? But when something seems to be good, oh, so good, I'm nervous. I think something's going to happen and take it away from me. Now, the spiritual growth, the process, your responsibility is to become the place and the space for the good to continue to reveal and express itself, rather than feeling good and then feeling guilty, or feeling guilty for feeling good, feeling guilty for being free. Now, what's the opposite? If you're feeling guilty, guilty means what I did was wrong. Shame is something about me is wrong. Guilt. If you're feeling guilty that something you did was wrong, then the best way to heal the guilt is go back to the people and then get over it. But guess what? If you try and go back to the people because you felt guilt, you won't fit in anyway. You might end up antagonizing them. Why do I have to look and turn the line? Why does it have to be everything is love and we must be the light? I don't want to hear that shit. Get away from me. And then you're thinking, I'm trying to be their friends, and they're pushing you away because they're different vibration. And sometimes they can recognize that good is all there is. They can recognize that it's all about how we perceive life, but you can still be on different vibration. I think of people I went to high school with. I am not in connection with, I can't even, oh, really? No. Oh. Teresa, don't try and throw me off. Ooh, I need to forgive myself. I'm blaming Teresa because I got distracted. No, Raymond is not 678. 678 is Atlanta number. Raymond doesn't live in Atlanta unless he moved. And he didn't tell me. So I think back to people I went to high school with, I am not in connection with any of them, not even on Facebook. Let me see. If there's anybody that I went to school that we went, you know, I can say yes, we're in the same class. I don't think anybody. So when people talk about, oh, Facebook's so great, I connect with people I went to high school with, I do have my moment when I go, oh, I wish I had that. Or let me put it this way. When I had those moments, it was really for me, it was to see, I guess sort of like a reference point, to see the growth that is happening between us and where I was and who I am now. So people that are in our lives or used to be in our lives and not, it helps us to see how far we've come. But from the human consciousness, you got to be careful not to judge them. And I'm scrolling through the chat room, not reading much because I can't. I'll just select it. If there's anything I need to address in the chat room, let me know. But Teresa said, I am a giver. Now, I don't know if you said anything before that, but yes. You're a giver and you're a taker. We all are. We're all givers and takers. When you breathe in, you breathe out. See, if we start to identify with, well, I'm a taker and I'm okay with it, or I'm a giver, when we start identifying with some kind of label, then you want to ask yourself, what's the thought behind the thought? It sounds good to say I'm a taker, or does it sound good to say I'm a giver? We're giving at the same time we're receiving, because you only get to keep what you give away anyway. Sometimes you don't know if you're giving or receiving. There's so much going on in the chat. Celeste, if there's anything I need to address, you know, because I'm not even going to try and read. Oh, you did already. Oh, no, maybe not. Let's see. I'm going to take a break. Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot going on in the chat room, and I'm happy to see that. Yeah, I want to get my dance on. Let's take a music break, and I got something else I want to share with you. But I'm just so excited. I can't calm down. Okay, just say it. Just say it. Calm down. I can't. Okay, just talk. Don't tell them what you're going to do. Just do what you're going to do. Now, when we talk about spiritual growth and transformation, are there many layers of spiritual growth? Let's drop it down a little bit. Okay, let's drop it down a little bit. Think, consider the idea that you're a soul and a body. Consider the truth that you're a soul and a body. And as a soul, you are at a different level. So we got young souls, we got new souls, we got old souls. Now, your life experience would help you recognize where you are if you pay attention. Now, once again, if you're doing the intellectual spirituality thing, you, I'm an old soul. I know I'm an old soul. I've been here so many times. Shut up. Who cares? Because really, the old ones are the wise ones, and the wise ones don't say much. The wise ones are the ones that just keep it simple. So if you want to boast that you're old soul, go sit down somewhere. You're a young soul. As a matter of fact, you may even be an old soul. So you may be doing all your spiritual work. Somehow, life is kicking your you-know-what. Kicking your hips. Kicking your ass. Yes, I said it. Yana Benzet said, the best teachers get the hardest lesson. No, the best students get the hardest lesson. You got to remember to be gentle. And we're ready to take a break. I don't know. I feel like playing a song. What is it? And then I got some more things to share with you. What song do we want to play? We want to play something. Let's see. I'm looking in my switchboard studio right now. Let's do a little bit of Karen Drucker. Yeah. No, yeah, we're going to do Karen Drucker, but I'm not sure which song. There's a song in my soul. We are talking about the soul. I'm just going to play about 2 minutes of it. We want to pray now. We're going to pray twice with Karen Drucker. A song in my soul. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Tam-Tam, come back. Song in my soul. We'll be back.
That I
singing, I am love. Stop singing. No, I I am love. There's a song in my soul saying I am love. There's a song in my soul saying I am whole. I am well. I am that I am. I am that I am. KarenDrucker.com. The journey of life is simply the process of returning to love. We are returning to love, and we're all at different stages, different levels of consciousness. And right where you are is right where you are. But you got to develop your spiritual muscles to remember that there is nothing that you can't handle. Even if it feels like, I can't hold this, this is too much, why is this happening to me? Guess what? It is happening to strengthen your spiritual muscle. There's so much going on right now. The energy right now is ridiculous. You think a thought and something, you would see it. I was doing something this morning, and what was it? What was I doing? Yeah, I was working in a commercial, and the person I'm working with asked me, how do you pronounce that word? I said, Ahimke is, excuse me, Dr. Mark's Center for Wholeness. And I was trying to tell him how to pronounce Ahimke, and I got a call for Ahimke. I'm like, wow. So if Marion is listening, I couldn't take the call because I was busy, okay? I wasn't ignoring you. Put myself on front, why don't I? But you know, the returning to love is a process, is a moment-to-moment experience. And you remind yourself of who you really are, your spiritual essence. And you know truly that all is well. Yes! So much going on inwardly, outwardly, internally, nationally, internationally. The energy right now, it's reminding us we're being asked, we're being catalyzed, if you will. We're being forced, if you will. Some of us are being forced to love ourselves, to face the things that we've ignored. A belief system that's not working for us. But you know what? You do yourself a disservice when you're praying and affirming and meditating if you don't want to feel pain. You do yourself a disservice. As I said earlier, because the more you meditate, the more you pray, the more you're going to cleanse your spirit, your consciousness, and all the habits, things that happened in the past that need healing will rise to the top. So spiritual growth and transformation is a process of cleaning out. Cleaning up, cleaning out, cleaning in. So when you are in that space, when you're in a relationship that is challenging you, when you're having pain on a deep level, when you're feeling depressed, and you can't even verbalize what you're going through, but you just know that you don't even know if you're going to make it the next moment, you can't breathe, find within yourself to just know that. To remind yourself that right where I am, God is. Right where I am scared, I am afraid. Everything that I wanted, everything that I desire, looks like it's going to be, it's falling, it's going to collapse, I'm going to lose it. But I'm just going to trust. I don't know how, but I'm just going to trust. This is happening for my good. This is painful, but I'm going to hold on. Like Raymond said in the chat, grief is part of the process. Grief lets you know that you loved well. Whatever you're grieving, it lets you know that you loved well, because if you didn't love someone or something, you won't be grieving them. if there's a connection, an attachment to something or someone, if it disappears out of your life, if it moves out of your life, you feel pain, you feel grief because there wasn't a connection. There was an attraction. Love is attractive. And the truth is, through it all we are asking for is to be loved. All we're asking for is to be loved. We all want to be loved. We want to feel appreciated. We want to feel that people understand us. And then, on the flip side, we say, well, don't wait for people to love you. You appreciate yourself. You love yourself. Yes, that's part of it. But as a soul who is in the physical body, it is part of our reality. We want to be loved. And it's okay to want to be loved. It's okay to ask for what you want. It really is. It's so, what's not okay is the front that I love myself. I don't need nobody to love me. The fact that you're saying it is letting me know you are deprived of love, because if you love yourself, you won't even say, I don't need no one to love me, because you know the fact that you love yourself, you can't help but attract love to you. Because when that love comes back to you, it resources you. It's an exchange. Like you're breathing in love and you breathe out love. You breathe in love, you breathe out love. Yes, you do. Now, if you think you can't move on in your life and you're nobody because nobody loves you, well, nobody wants to be with that kind of consciousness. You're going to have to fix your house up. You might have to fix it and then flip it and buy a new house. We're going to take a call in a minute. Let me see. So much going on in chat room. I'm so great. Oh, wow. There's another private message here. What's going on here? Why are y'all sending private messages? You guys are trying to make me work. I don't work, I play. What about when your mother is the negative energy and she lives with you? How do you keep
the question said, how do we keep reminding ourselves to replace that with positive energy?
Oh, great question. I love it. Now, let me slow down with this one. Just helping a brother to... Oh, thank you, Teresa. I appreciate you. Now, here's the thing. If your mother is the one that is expressing, giving out, pouring out the negative energy, and you want to do something about it, you want to stay positive about it, guess what? Do you have a judgment about the negative energy? Mary, do you have a judgment about a negative energy? Because if you have a judgment about a negative energy, then you become part of the negative energy. Can you allow your mother to express her negative energy and you still accept her? Oh, this is real work right here. Can you allow your mother to be who she is? Remember what I said? We all want to be loved. We all want to be accepted. Can you accept and love your mother just the way she is? And the fact that you know she's the one that gives us negative energy, you just know that's my mother. I'm afraid, Mary, don't go out there. Or you need to get a job. When are you going to get married? Take care of the kids. I don't know what your mother is saying. I'm making stuff up. Okay, so don't take it. But whatever it is your mother is saying, can you accept your mother and say, Mother, how long have you been asking me that question? Mother, you worry so much about so many things. Has that really changed anything? Sometimes it's just about you doing your work. Now let's take it down to the spirituality. Let's see, 505. Let's move from 101 to 505. Now, if you're in the same environment with your mother, and she's giving up, expressing negative energy, guess what? You ready for this? You probably know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. You are a vibrational match to that energy. Don't go nowhere yet. Don't slap me. Stay with me. You should call in, actually, so we can work through it. I'm coming to you, Glenda. I'm coming to you, Glenda. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. Mary, don't stop something. The fact that you're in the same environment with your mother, and your mother is giving off expressing negative energy, just lets you know you're a vibrational match to it. Now, if you judge the negative energy, you say, no, I'm not a match to it. If you want a match to it, you won't even experience it. Everything that we experience in life is because we're a vibrational match to it. Now, you're listening to this radio show, you're hearing the conversation, it's similar in thought. Some of you get excited and say, oh, I needed to hear this. I feel better now. I can see clearly. I'm so grateful because now vibrationally you've aligned with truth, the truth of your being, your vibrational match. After this show, if you go back and forget what you revealed to yourself during this show and you become a vibrational match to something else, you start saying, okay, that was good, but now I got to face reality. Reality, what you call reality, will start to challenge you. Now, let's drop that down one more time. Now, you're a vibrational match to it. But guess what? Your mother is a wonderful teacher for you, Mary. She's a healing angel. She's helping you to recognize that all we need is love. All we need is love. You love yourself, you love your mother. You love yourself, you love your mother. You love your mother, you love yourself. Accept yourself, accept your mother. And the negative energy that you're experiencing is actually doing you a favor to crack you open, cracking your heart open so that you can be more loving. It's okay to love people who are like-minded. That's easy. It's easy to love people who profess the love to you and say, oh, I love you. You've been a blessing in my life. But real, do you really want to know if you're loving? Can you love people that are from a from a different political party? Can you love somebody just because they're looking at an empty chair and they're saying things and you're like, oh my, can you love them authentically? That's the work for the real students. Can you love somebody because they disagree? Can you love somebody because they continue to complain and judge and blame and criticize and blah, 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 blah? Can you love? That's the work. Last Thursday, I did a show called Making Rooms for Difference. And, you know, and the idea really is about really creating a space for other people's point of view, way of being, mindset, thoughts, opinions. Yes. But, you know, later that night, I was challenged. I was challenged when I looked at an extension of myself called Clint. He's an extension of me. But what was coming out of the extension of myself, Clint Eastwood, that is, for those who don't know, what was coming out of his mouth, it was turning my stomach. I was sad, but my stomach was in a knot. It's like, really? Really, what I'm saying ain't about politics, okay? So whatever party you support, that's on you. I'm not even tripping. But for me, I got in touch with the fact, wow, this morning, this afternoon, I did a show called Making Room for Difference. But it was challenging for me to be loving in that moment. The words were just got my stomach in a knot. Now, I'm not judging them or criticizing them, but it was hard. It was an opportunity for me to say, there's some more work to be done. There's more work to be done. I need to excavate some more, go a little bit more deeper. And remember that I'm a spiritual archaeologist. All right, let me go to Mary and then we'll go to Glenda. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. We're taking your calls. We've got a few minutes to go. Actually, yeah, maybe these are the last two calls we're going to take. Mary from Arkansas. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
Well, after listening to you, I'm doing all right. Yeah. I love her to death. She's my mother. Mm-hmm. I do anything for her. You know, I take care of her. She's disabled. And I know that she's had a hard life. And that's mm-hmm. probably where the negativity comes from. But there are just some mm-hmm. days when it just wears me down so, so bad, you know, mentally mm-hmm. and physically. And it's like I'm trying to let my little light shine, and that shadow comes across it, and I just am like, oh, what do I do? You know, there are just days when I'm like, oh, please help.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And see, I understand. You're looking after your mother. She's disabled, and you love her. You love her to life. Don't love her to death. There's no need to love her to death. Love her to life. You love her to life, but there are moments when you just feel like, I can't do this. This is too much. That's okay. You know, actually, those moments is when real work is happening. You've heard me talk about being broken open. Those moments is where you're being broken open to love some more. On a human level, we're going to feel the pain. We're going to feel exhausted. We're going to feel like, I can't do this. But when you were going through that moment, you said you love your mother. When you are going through the time where you just feel like, I can't do this. This is too much. The love that you give to your mother, give it to yourself at that moment. Be your own mother and love yourself and say, it's okay, Mary. It's okay. You've had to deal with a lot. Dealing with your mother, you got your own life. Just parent yourself. So rather than judge yourself for being in the darkness, as you put it, love yourself and know that even in the dark place, God is there. Even in the dark place, love is there.
Yes. Yep. I have to remind myself of that.
And your mother is giving you a gift to remind yourself that love is always present. See, being spiritual or believing in God, knowing God, embracing God, being loving, being the light, doesn't mean you're not going to have dark times. I mean, really.
Right.
If we didn't have dark times, light is pointless. It's pointless to be the light when we don't have dark times. It's like, what would be the point of a light when everything is bright? It's the dark times that give us a deeper appreciation for life, for who we are. It gives us a deeper appreciation for the light. If you're in the house and the power goes out because there's a storm, when the light comes out, comes back on, it's like, ah, all my food is in the refrigerator. I got to go buy some more. But you're grateful that the light is back on. The power is back on. So what I would say to you, my sister, is wherever you are is wherever you are. But when you're in that place, where you don't even think you can do it anymore, you're tired of your mother, you have some thoughts that you don't even want to tell anybody because you don't want people to say, how dare you say that about your mother? She gave you life. Just become your own parent. It's okay, Mary. Things are kind of challenging right now. You're stressed. So what you're feeling is natural. There's nothing wrong with you. Just take it easy. You need a break. Go for a walk. The love you give to your mother, give it to yourself when you need it.
Yeah, I don't do that enough.
Okay, so that's what your mother, that's the gift your mother is giving you. That you love me, but you don't love yourself enough.
Right, right. I understand.
Now, don't use that to beat yourself up, because really, even that is saying loving yourself enough. It's just an opportunity to see that you need to allow more love to be revealed. Allow more love. Allowing love. Love is already present.
Yes, yep. You're right. I see it now. It's just her way of letting me know you need to take some time for yourself and do take care of yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And if all you can do in those times when you don't know what to do, just breathe in and breathe out.
Yes.
And give thanks for the breath. And have a conversation. Okay, God, I know. You want me to love myself some more, but damn it, this is painful.
I do that a
God
lot.
I don't care how you... God's like, yes, now I got your attention. Now I got your attention. All right, my sister, all is well. We're blessing you. We're blessing your mother, your family members, and knowing that health, we know that health is the true identity of you and your mother. God is the activity of your mother's life. And we're blessing her, we're blessing you, and we're blessing the rest of your family, all right?
Thank you so much, and many blessings to you, too.
Thank you,
Thank you.
I appreciate you. You're welcome.
Okay.
Let's go to Glenda. Glenda Springer. Glenda.
Yes, sir, Ade. How are you?
I am in love with love. I am grateful for this moment called now.
Yes, yes. I guess what mine is, I'm more in the form of a comment, a testimony. I was listening to the last caller, and I was saying, wow, you know, I could relate to, you know, family obligations, especially when it has to do with parents and some type of illness, where you, the daughter or the son, has this responsibility to, you know, to try to take care of that parent. So for me, like 6 years ago, everything fell apart for me. So when you talk about layers, all my layers just shattered. All the layers of what I thought I was secure and shattered. I lost both. I had two jobs. I lost both my jobs. Just everything all at once. You know, crisis with the family, a lot of family betrayal. I remember then I was really, really depressed and really, really distraught. But I wanted to say that that belief in yourself and loving yourself and really realizing, because I had to realize, well, if I don't take care of myself, I'm not going to make it. So 6 years later, my life took a whole different turn. So when I mark time, if I mark it in a linear way now, and I look back, I'm like, wow, I'm glad it fell apart. I'm glad everything fell apart. I'm glad that everything that I felt secure in wasn't working, because then I created something else. I created a whole different life, and I think that was kind of like the purpose in the first place. You know, sometimes it doesn't seem like when you're in the midst of this horrible thing that has you depressed, that nothing is working, that this is a good thing. If someone had told me it was a good thing, I'd be like, are you crazy? I feel horrible. I don't have any money. You know, my family's turning against me. What's good about this? Well, fortunately, I did have a spiritual practice. And so, okay, well, everything fell apart. Now, what am I going to do? Because I'm still living. And I started to believe in, you know, that little light in the end of the tunnel. I started to believe in that, and that I should have something different, and that I deserve to be happy. I didn't have all of the details. But now 6 years later, I got a master's, I wrote a book. It's like all of these things are popping up, coming up, emerging from that decision that I deserve, that I, my life, my you know, my soul deserves to be happy. That yes, it's sad that my mother is sick. It's sad that the family is going through what it's going through, but that I didn't have to be sad too. I didn't have to just confine myself or jail myself to a life of, oh my God, this is so horrible. Because at one point, that's all I saw. So I just wanted to say that to, I guess, the caller before me. Maybe what I was picking up for her is maybe why she feels like she feels is because there's something in her own life that she's given up, a dream that she had that she feels, you know, conflicted about. I certainly felt conflicted. Right. That I shouldn't be thinking about myself now, you know, that I shouldn't, I shouldn't want to do this, that I must stay here. And I heard one key thing in her call. She said, you know, help. She said she needs some help. And that rung out true for me, because that was the issue, and still continues to be sort of the issue in my situation, that help was available in terms of maybe home care or some type of social services, but the family believes it was me that I should give up my life and be that. And that's a difficult cross to bear. I chose, well, wait a minute, there's another way. I as an individual still need to survive. I can't afford to not have 12 years where I'm evolving or creating, or whatever, 15 years or however long this would take. So it's for each individual to decide, but I just want to testify that I'm so happy.
Yeah.
that I
hear you. Thank you.
To see the light,
thank
even
you.
When there wasn't a light. Because right now, when you talk about layers, layers and like so much good that is blowing you away, I'm like, oh my gosh. It's kind of like has me maybe frozen sometimes. I'm like, oh my gosh. Wait a minute. Is this actually my life? Did I actually do this? Oh, yes, it is. So I just wanted to do this. All right.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, my sister, for testifying and just reminding people. It's like, listen, it gets better. It gets better. It really does. Thank you, Glenda. I appreciate you. Ah, it gets better. Nothing is good or bad. Thinking makes it so. Thinking makes it so. Nothing. And you can, if you want to debate, but what about this? What about that? What about this? What about it? My question to you is, what about that? What about this? What about that? What about this? You know, you have the power within you. You have the power as you to call forth what you want for your life. And we call forth in so many ways. You call the friends forth, the accountability partner. Don't wait till life starts crashing down on you before you say, okay, I'm going to have to do my spiritual work. And the question is, really, some of us go through so much. Wow. Some of us go through so much, and the remedy, the answer, the healing is simply about opening ourselves, allowing ourselves to reveal, to become a place where God gets to see himself, herself, itself. To ask, what is seeking to be birthed? Why am I here? Why am I on this planet? What's my gift? What do I have to deliver? You're here to deliver something. You're here to give something. And when you give of yourself, you'll receive so much more. Now, giving and serving humanity doesn't mean you don't go through challenges. Sometimes you challenge so much more. But it is what it is. It is what it is. I thank you all. Thank you for this wonderful show. The energy, the vibe, those of you listening on the phone lines, those of you listening to the archive, those of you in the chat room, those that have been answering questions back, sharing your comments. I mean, it makes my heart sing just looking at you interacting and supporting one another. Sorry I can't get to all of it. I couldn't because I get distracted. And I'm that's why we want you to post anything particular that you want us to know on the Ask Life Coach Addy fan page. But all is well. I know you're good. I'm good too. Make sure you share the show with your friends. Listen again. Share it on social networks. Like, click the like button and all the other stuff that makes my ego feel good. Well, because I want to make sure my ego feels good. But you know why? Because I know my ego is only answering to my spirit self. Every now and then it wants to get out of hand. I'm like, chill out. Chill out. You are one with the one. You are the love you seek. You are the light you're looking for. Do your spiritual work, and everything starts crumbling around you, and you don't know if you're coming or going. Just take a breath. Take a breath. Trust the process. Trust the process. The fact that you're here today is an indicator that you're here to do great things. You get to decide what that is. We'll be back. I'll be back Monday with Bishop Carlton Pearson. You know that's going to be another amazing show. But later tonight, 7 p.m. tonight, we have the play experience with Ambassador Safira. I'm out of here. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved. Carly Jackson, remind us who we really are. Peace out.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.